searching for the connection between ionizing photon escape and the surface density of star formation at Z-3, by Anthony J. Parlett et al. The connection between the escape fraction of ionizing photons FESC and star formation rate surface density sigma SFR is a key input for reionization models, but remains untested at high redshift. We analyzed 35 Z3 galaxies from the Keck-Lyman Continuum Survey KLCS covered by deep, rest far UV spectra of the Lyman Continuum LIC and high-resolution HSTV-606 imaging, enabling estimates of both FESC and rest UV sizes. Using Sirsich profile fits to HST images and spectral energy distribution fits to multiband photometry, we measure effective sizes and star formation rates for the galaxies in our sample, and separate the sample into two bins of sigma SFR. Based on composite spectra, we estimate for both sigma SFR subsamples, finding no significant difference in between the two. To test the representativeness of the KLCS HST sample and the robustness of this result, we attempt to recover the well-established correlation between FESC and Li alpha equivalent width. This correlation is not significant within the KLCS HST sample, indicating that the sample is not sufficient for correlating FESC and galaxy properties such as sigma SFR. We perform stacking simulations using the KLCS parent sample to determine the optimal sample size for robust probes of the FESC sigma SFR connection to inform future HST-LIC observing programs. For a program with a selection independent of ionizing properties, greater than equals 90 objects are required, for one preferentially observing strongly leaking LIC sources, greater than equals 58 objects are required. More generally, measuring the connection between FESC and sigma SFR requires a larger, representative sample spanning a wide dynamic range in galaxies' properties such as sigma SFR. This was searching for the connection between ionizing photon escape and the surface density of star formation at Z-3, by Anthony J. Parlett et al.